Whether you're dreaming of a house the size of a football stadium or a football stadium in the back garden of your house, what you need is Dream Come True money. Luckily, Friday's EuroMillion Super Jackpot is a massive £110 million. Now that's Dream Come True money. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I have taken my temperature twice. 97.4, 98.6.
Okay, it sounds completely accurate.
One of them was taken on my forehead. Doing well. Doing okay. I'm healthy. Okay. Let's just say I'm healthy.
Say the first one was on your forehead.
We're going to say I'm healthy. I'm going to let you figure that one
please
out.
Please. And also remind me to not ever have my temperature checked. Yeah.
All right. You doing good?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay.
We got a lot of animals to get to on the show today.
Yeah.
A lot of animal stuff. Some setting the bar stories. Some, which, by the way, I'm going to need your assistance on one of the setting the bar stories, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm going to need you to help translate for our British-speaking friends.
Right. Oh, right.
Right, exactly. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm prepared.
Right. I don't think I can necessarily do it justice.
Right.
And obviously, we want to be inclusive.
We're
here
bilingual
on the show. And
it's probably
so,
another language.
One of the setting the bar stories we're going to need your help with coming up here on the show this morning. And yeah, it's Craigslist Misconnections Day. So that's
always fun.
It is. It is. I was going to say it is. And then I caught myself in the middle of saying it is.
Is it?
It's almost like my body was like, wait, hang on, Ben, you're just reacting to this by saying it is before actually even thinking about it.
Well.
And then my brain thought about it and then stopped my mouth from speaking. Yeah.
But we're romantics. The point is, everyone needs love, right?
Yeah. Right. Everyone does.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we'll kick off the show. We got your feel-good stories coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. Do this every hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Louisville. Kelly K.
This is one of the sweetest videos you may see all week, and also probably the best Father's Day gift ever. So Brian Sandusky, for 6 years, uh-huh, left encouraging post-it notes every day for his stepdaughter before school.
Okay.
So for Father's Day last year, mm-hmm, and they are just now sharing this, Sophia surprised him with a mural of all of those post-it notes framing a picture of the two of them.
Oh, wow.
In this huge frame, and she got his reaction on video.
Happy Father's Day.
He is just sobbing.
Oh my
you
gosh.
You can see his shoulders just, yeah. Oh.
Your nose. Yeah. I kept them all.
That's so cute.
Love Isn't you. That
wow.
sweet? I mean, my parents write my kids' notes every single time they visit, mm-hmm, and we've kept them all in little post-it notes.
Idea there.
Yep. Gives me a big idea. That
That's
is
good.
So precious.
That
you
is
can
good.
See it. We retweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Sports! Actually, this is kind of depressing sports. Louisville Bats announced yesterday, along with the rest of the minor league baseball league, that season's been canceled. The entire season.
That is
coronavirus.
Very depressing.
Yeah, so the league, unlike how Major League Baseball is set up, minor league baseball is a little bit different in that they rely heavily on people attending.
Yeah.
The gate revenues to make money, and I mean they couldn't do it. So
I'm really hoping that they don't fold because of this.
Yeah,
do we need a GoFundMe for the Bats?
I know, right? So the players are going to lose a year of development, and obviously for some, you know, who are kind of hanging on to a professional baseball career, that's not good news. Yeah, this might be it for them. But yeah, the Bats announced yesterday, along with the rest of the minor league baseball, that season for the 2020 not happening. So that stinks.
Again. 2020.
I know.
Again.
Will you go back? Have you seen the meme that's like, for every time someone said hindsight's 2020 in the past, it was actually a time traveler that was coming back to warn us about 2020.
Maybe.
Right.
Could be possibly.
So anyways.
This year's not good.
That's sports. Again, sorry, not really a happy, fun sport. I know.
Real strong with, because you usually get excited.
Sports. 99.7 DJ. Coming up, phone tap. We'll get to that, all right? You know, you get a new job at Amazon.
Who did you say that you were again?
Yeah, well, you know.
It's Robert Hassenpepper.
H-O-S-S.
He's got an amazingly innovative idea.
Groundbreaking,
innovative technology. He's about to toss it, James.
It's your phone tap. Could you hear Kelly's eye roll as she was saying that?
Blowing.
Right.
Technology.
All right. Give him a chance, though.
I'm just saying.
All right. So phone tap coming up here in just about 5 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Remember the words you told me. Love
me till the day Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Brent sent us a message. My friend James recently went to work for Amazon in new product development.
Wow.
And is the first person in our engineering class to land such a great job. He's super excited about
that's
it.
That's awesome.
The rest of us who are still waiting to find jobs are happy for him. But we wouldn't be true friends if we didn't set him up for a little phone tap to celebrate his good fortune, right?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, James, to your phone tap.
Hello, this is James.
James, hi. It's Robert Hassenpepper. Pleased to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm sorry, do we know each other?
Well, not exactly there, James. We went to the same college, but I was a few years ahead of you. I'm actually calling because I have an idea.
An idea for what? I'm not really sure what you mean.
Well, I heard you're now working at Amazon, and I have an idea for a new invention that I think could end up changing the world.
Oh, that's great. You know, honestly, I don't really have that kind of authority. I haven't been here that long, and I'm just an assistant right now. So,
well, hang on. Once you've heard this idea and take it to the people in charge, you're going to have all the authority you need.
Okay. I guess, go ahead and tell me what you've come up with, I guess.
Wonderful. It's a small device, a bit smaller than a deck of cards. You clip it to your belt, and what it'll do is beep. And every time someone tries to call you on your landline or your home phone and you're not there, there's even like a little screen that shows the number that's calling so you can call them back at a later time. Mm-hmm. Pretty innovative, wouldn't you say?
Yep. But honestly, that's exactly what a pager is.
I'm sorry, sir. You say a rager?
No. It's a pager, you know, like a beeper. Like, you know, those things that were really popular in the 90s, like right before cell phones really hit. I mean, that's what you just described is like a pager. It's not new technology.
Well, I don't necessarily know about that, but this device is meant to be used primarily with your home phone. So imagine this. You're out to dinner with your honey, right? And your boss tries to call you. You don't want to talk to your boss now. You want to talk to your honey. So you hear the beep and you see his number so you can call him back as soon as you get home or even ask maybe to use the restaurant's phone.
I totally get it. But why couldn't your boss just call you on the cell phone instead? You know, he doesn't have to do that step anymore. The technology's not there. So he can even give me a text to tell you exactly what he needs. The idea of what you have right now has been done and it's not even necessary anymore.
Well, you're speaking really fast to me, and you kind of lost me. Well, when you say cell phone, do you mean one of those phones that come in a little black backpack thing and you can plug into your car?
No. Look, who did you say that you were again?
Robert.
Because I don't know who you are or how you got my number. And I have a lot of work to do right now. I'm really busy.
So you're telling me you're not interested in my idea? Here's my struggle. How do I know that you won't just turn around and steal it and claim it for yourself.
You can
now.
Feel free to sue me if that ever happens, but I promise you that won't. No one, honestly, is going to steal your idea. It's already dead, so I'm sorry.
Well, James, you're passing up a great opportunity here. I felt like as an alumnus, I should pass this along to a fellow alumni, so maybe I'll just go into the business with your friend Brent and make my millions with him.
Is Brent the one that gave you my number? I mean, when was that? When did he do that?
Well, about the time he wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay show and set you up for a phone tap in honor of your new job there at Amazon.
I am sitting here like shaking my head at my desk, and I was like getting cold, nervous sweat.
Listen, I think I still may be onto something with the beeper thing. Maybe I could pitch your boss and see what we got. We'll make $1 million.
You know, I think you should probably just stay with your day job right now, because that idea was terrible back in the 90s even.
Did he just told me to stick with my day job?
I think he did. He said, okay, radio boy, pat that pat on the head.
Right. Why don't you just stick to calling random people? You can get a hold of us via text, 502-571-9970. Get to a text from a listener. Hey there, Max told me Joseph moved to Denver. Let's take a road trip sometime and go see our boys. We could go on a cool hike.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And then
I don't know who Joseph and Max are, but I'm kind of invested. I want to meet them now.
Yeah, I think we get the random text messages from people who are just texting the wrong person.
Yeah, I was going to say, this sounds a little bit more like a wrong number. I did respond, though.
And then it says, is Jennifer okay? Those bones doing okay? Which is interesting, because if we look at the history of this listener texting us, a radio station, the very first text from this person came back in October of last year, asking how the bones are doing.
How are the bones doing?
I don't know.
I kind of need to know how Jennifer and her bones are.
Right. So
it's an unusual thing to ask about.
Invested in this pseudo soap opera that's happening with the characters Max, Joseph, and Jennifer.
And the bones. Like, what specifically, what bones are we talking about? Do bones typically, like, hurt?
Max and Joseph and Jennifer, do we create maybe a soap opera?
Oh, we already did.
Scenario
it's
surrounding?
Happening right now.
Max, Joseph, and Denver.
Yeah.
They're now in Denver.
We're going to go hiking in Denver.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm excited.
So anyways, we appreciate all the text messages that you guys do send us, regardless of whether you mean to or not.
I'm buying a backpack today.
502-571-9970. Yeah. So, hey, speaking of like hiking and wilderness and things like that, we're going to go to Alaska, where isn't that their slogan? It's like the great wilderness or something like that?
I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend to know their slogan. I don't know.
Okay, so anyways, setting the bar, we go to Alaska for this one, coming up here in just a few minutes. Small examples of what not to do, all right?
Yes.
On DJX, we're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or smart speaker, just ask Siri or Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. You can get the podcast, you can get live radio, all that. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without, stealing a fire truck so you can go to a bar, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this out of Alaska, where Dawson Cody broke into a firehouse using a piece of wood to break through the fire station there.
That's all it took?
Stole a fire truck.
Wow.
Drove with the sirens on.
Well, yes, that's how you get to the bar faster.
For 15 miles until reaching a bar in a neighboring town.
Okay. So, well, at least he went to a different town, maybe. So he thought, oh, well, they won't realize.
They'll notice.
This is not my truck.
If I stay here, they'll notice that this might not be my truck.
Like, listen, I'm taking this to the car wash.
I mean, yeah.
Wanted to stop off here for a little beverage.
And to be honest, if you are stealing a fire truck, you're turning the sirens on.
Well, yeah, you are. Impressive, though, that he figured out how to drive it. Because I feel like those are going to have a special test
to
learn how to drive.
So here's the thing. He had been in trouble with the law a couple years ago for stealing a fire department pickup truck.
Oh, he's got an obsession.
I don't know what it is about the fire department and this Dawson guy.
Dude wants to be in the fire department
real
bad.
This isn't how to do it. No.
So I'm guessing maybe he failed the test. Maybe he tried. Maybe he tried out for the fire department.
Maybe he was just using it to pick up chicks.
Maybe.
At the bar, rolls up.
Hey, lady.
Hey, I heard it was hot in here. Turns out.
I got a hose.
It's just you. So there you go. Setting the bar again. There are many ways to get yourself to a drinking establishment. Stealing a fire truck, turning the sirens on, and driving there is not one of them.
No. Stealing any vehicle.
Yeah, you're right. I should probably clarify any vehicle.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a fire truck just so you can drive to a bar, you're doing okay.
Do you think maybe he was like, woo, woo, like he was saying the siren on top of it?
I think he probably was.
Don't you imitate the siren?
I think he probably was.
Yeah, probably.
Setting the bar. Kelly K.
So there's a guy on TikTok. He's a grandson. Told his grandma, come quick. Something awful had happened.
This is a feel good?
It's a feel good.
Oh my God, oh my God. Grandma, I crashed your car.
Ah.
I crashed your car. Come on.
He's waiting for it to come.
I crashed your car.
What is this?
I'm just kidding. I bought you a car. I bought you a car. It's the one you've always wanted.
Aww. All right.
The one she always wanted. Shiny new red car right there in the driveway. I know, it's an emotional roller coaster, isn't it?
No, I was not ready for that.
I mean, the fear on her face, and she's, what? She runs outside, and then the confusion and
he's like, he didn't give his poor grandma a heart attack.
Exactly.
Grandma, no. Crash your car.
It's a feel good.
Okay.
It's a feel good because of the shiny red new car in the driveway.
That's right.
And just the ugly cry tears for the happiness.
Look at that.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
Doing great things for people and grandmas.
Well, TikTok's not doing anything, but the people on TikTok are. That's fun.
Okay.
I love it. Retweeting it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Okay, there you go. You always hear from time to time, like, actors, they say what people scream at them. Like, lines from their movies, I mean.
Oh, yes.
Like in public.
Uh-huh.
And if I threw out the name Will Ferrell, what are you thinking he hears the most? Because he actually talked about what people yell at him the most when they see him. I mean, from Saturday Night Live
right.
to movies to... You know, all
he's done a lot. And
he's
had
done
a lot
ton.
Of, lot of quotable
great
moments.
Great lines. Well, I'll give you a hint. One of them, he said, it's not his top one, but he said one of them is the "You sit on a throne of lies."
Oh yeah,
from Elf.
That's so good.
Yeah, and more cowbell from Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. What else?
Anchorman's milk was a bad choice.
Okay.
Which I would have thought...
A little bit more pure.
I would have thought also Elf...
Scotchy, scotch.
Right. And then even from Elf, like, you sit on a throne of lies, what about, like, you're not Santa, you smell like beef and cheese.
Yes, that's a good one.
Right.
Also, he's an angry elf.
Yes. But the number one thing I thought was kind of funny that Will Ferrell says is something that literally we say all the time.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
Yes. That's our number one.
It's that line from Wedding Crashers.
Will Ferrell quotable,
like, Mom!
Yes.
Mom!
Meatloaf!
Yes.
We want it now! The meatloaf! Mom, the meatloaf!
It's the quintessential yell at Mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what Will Ferrell said.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. It
was
so great.
His number one line that people, like, repeat back to him.
Yes.
When they meet him out in public.
Agreed. It so should be.
Like, you see him across the street, you're, Mom!
Meatloaf! Yes. Gosh, I want that opportunity.
I know.
If I ever get to see him.
That's what I'm yelling.
I will do it.
That's the first thing that's popping into my head.
Yes. I even see if I'm Will standing Ferrell, right in front of him, I'll yell it.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Anyways, that's pretty funny there. That's Will Ferrell chiming in with what people yell at him when they see him on the street. It's 99.7 DJX, JCPS, and Hardin County Schools kind of announced that they could be delaying the start of the 2020-2021 school year by a couple weeks. Dr. Mapolio said just yesterday that they are scheduled to meet today, and they're hoping to have a final decision by the 21st, I believe, of this month. But they're meeting today to see about changing the school year calendar to delay the start from August 12th to the 26th, hoping that a couple extra weeks might give them or more time to figure it out. I don't know. But they are hoping that they'll have that figured out by, I think, the 21st is what I saw. And then classes should end before June 1st under the revised calendar if approved by the school board.
The encouraging thing is, you know, Senator Rand Paul was talking about the statistics in the other countries that have opened up the schools and then they've shown no spike. So
yeah,
that's good news. And I think you're banking on those statistics and the fact that the children are not being seen to pass the virus. That should be encouraging news for us.
Right. You know, and I think everybody wants to see students in the school.
Yes.
It's about doing it safely and it's about figuring out how to you know, not only protect the kids but the administration that is there as well. So, so hopefully that decision and will be figured out by the 21st, they said. And then today they're meeting to decide whether or not the school year will get kind of kicked back another couple weeks to August 26th. All right. And then today's the day, I think Indiana is like, yeah, you can't drive with your cell phone. So they can ticket you basically if they see you driving with your cell phone.
And that includes sitting at a traffic light.
Yep.
Because
hands free.
Technically, they said when you're in control of a car and mm-hmm. you're still in control of the car when you're at a stoplight.
Well, it's the same thing. Like, you know, you can get busted for DUI if your keys are in the ignition, the car is off.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same type of thing. So, anyways. Couple of different stories there for you. JCPS, Hardin County Schools again, and then Indiana. Yeah, if you're holding your phone, you could get ticketed starting today. Are we excited about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming back to animation? Big screen? Nickelodeon animation?
Sure, some people are.
Seth Rogen? It's Seth Rogen's company. So anyways, Nickelodeon animation, first CG theatrical film. Reviving Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise.
Alrighty then.
So we haven't seen something from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles since 2012, I think.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
All right.
And this obviously began as a comic book back in like the mid-80s.
Right.
But anyways, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming back to animation for a new big screen adventure. No word on when that will be released, but... it is being produced with Seth Rogen's company, and so
very exciting news for some little boys.
There,
yes,
or 30-something men who haven't found love yet.
Sure,
who are still in that
either one
era.
There was a time when my son was into the Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
We had some toys. Funny, we had a lunchbox.
Funny story. My uncle, he got my sister a present mm-hmm. 1 year when she was maybe like 7, 8 years old. She was young.
Uh-huh.
He got her a pair of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Velcro shoes.
Interesting.
And we have never let her forget that. Like, we're grown adults now.
Right.
But we're like, remember when Uncle David gave you Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shoes? She was like, yeah.
That was great.
I do.
That was great.
Yeah, I do. So anyways.
That's fun.
Coming up next, Bears.
Bears?
Bears.
I like bears. I think they're cool.
That's right. Those type of bears.
All right. Awesome.
And a warning for Central Kentucky. I'm a sucker for you. 99.7 DJX. bear activity on the rise.
Uh-oh.
Central Kentucky.
Bear activity is on the rise across Central Kentucky. And for once...
Oh, no, definitely not pandemic related.
Pandemic related.
Okay, what kind of activity are we talking about?
According to John Hast with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, an uptick in bear sightings is actually pretty normal this time of year.
Okay, why is that? Because we've kind of we've driven down the path of why there is bear activity, but I want to know specifically why we need to be on the lookout for black bears here in Kentucky.
Okay. We've got a really healthy bear population down in our mountain county. So as breeding happens in the summer, these young males get bounced out and tend to pop up in places in the bluegrass.
Ah, so are we equating this to breeding?
Sounds a little like it.
It's bear breeding season? Is that what it is?
The good news here is black bears aren't aggressive.
Okay, good.
And they're lovers.
In fact, they're pretty easily spooked.
They're lovers, not biters.
They definitely are.
All right.
Yeah, the black bears are much more into,
hey girl,
you know, finding a mate.
You're looking
good.
Getting
in fights.
They want nothing to do with people, which is great. That's exactly what we want. Definitely don't approach it in any way. Give them their space.
Yeah, give them their space.
Yeah, no, they're just out there roaming looking for ladies.
Listen, if the den's a knocking.
So,
I mean, if the den's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
And they'll keep doing what they do.
Yeah.
Keep doing what they do.
That is what now?
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house by the pool. When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife. Now they are.
Really the only line we know.
They're right. They say to report a bear sighting, again, stay away from those bears.
Right.
If they are in the den and there's noises, you stay away.
Say, hey, bear, you do you.
You can call the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Mr. Bear's just looking for his Mrs. Bear.
I mean, and that's the activity that we're seeing.
Sure.
We're seeing them roaming.
Yes.
So.
They're lovers. They're not fighters.
Yeah. They just want to find, you know, Mrs. Bear.
Just don't make them think you're being aggressive. Or everything's going to be fine.
Make them mistake you for a Mrs. Bear.
That too.
That could be a... awkward encounter.
You're a hairy guy. Are you concerned?
I think if I have clothes on, I think I'd be fine.
All right. It's just the shirtless part. Yeah. Just don't be shirtless in the forest.
There you go. Bears.
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 Let's get to your feel good. Do this every hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Louisville, Kelly K.
Science.
Yeah.
Science and the feel good.
All right.
Scientists have developed a glove that translates American Sign Language into speech in real time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the teams at UCLA published their research in the journal Nature Electronics.
Which,
Sure. It said the glove contains sensors in the digits that identify each word, phrase, or letter in American Sign Language and then transmits them wirelessly to a smartphone app that translates them at a rate of one word per second.
Wow. So if you're not very well versed on sign language and someone is trying to sign something to you, you could understand them?
Yes.
Wow.
Hi. I love you.
Isn't that cool?
That's kind of cool.
The device also includes optional sensors attached to a user's face to register facial expressions.
Okay.
Used in ASL. They said, you know, they're hoping that this opens up an easy way for people who use sign language to communicate directly with non-signers without someone needing to translate it for them.
Dang.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is kind of cool.
Yep. The gloves and facial sensors developed to be more lightweight and comfortable than previous efforts. That they've been working on this, so it's, you know, they've been working on this for a while.
Okay.
It seems to be the best generation of it.
All right.
Well, tweet it out. You want to see it? At Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 997 EJX. So we opened the show by saying we had a lot of animal stuff to get to on the show.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Just had bears.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
We have sharks. We have foxes. We have owls still to come.
That's a lot of nature in Animal Kingdom.
That is a lot of nature
and
still to come.
Potential learning.
All on the way. Hang on. 99.7 EJX. Real quick, animal segment here regarding sharks. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If sharks were to play the harmonica, how would they play them? Okay. Where would they put the harmonica?
Oh. So you what?
Is it going to be on their mouth or their gills?
You want to say the mouth, but then probably the gills, because isn't that how they breathe? And pushing the air out. And plus, the teeth would be problematic.
So that's what the internet is now discussing.
I mean, the internet, look, the if I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah, we tweeted it, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show.
The mouth looks like it should make more sense to me. The gill looks very weird.
I'm saying mouth. I know, listen, I know there's going to be scientists and people who understand sharks' anatomy.
Really?
That are going to come out of the woodwork and say, that's impossible.
Nobody's coming out of the woodwork for this.
But I'm
it's a dumb internet debate.
I'm going to.
Based on a meme.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's all this is.
So, yeah.
Science is not weighing in on this.
I'm definitely going left shark on this one.
Okay.
Left shark. That is the harmonica to the mouth.
Like, my brain is telling me right shark, but my heart is telling me left shark.
Go with your heart on this one, Kelly. Go with your heart. Now, I am going to say, hang on a second. I am going to say, just for the right shark people,
uh-huh.
The people who think
Team Gill,
the gills are where the shark is going to play the harmonica.
Uh-huh.
His little, you know, the shark's little fins. Their little fins.
Yeah, that's problematic too.
Like, no, I'm just saying.
They hold it.
Well, I'm saying if they hold them with their fins, it's going to be closer to their gills and they can just pop them over.
Because we do have to consider how you're going to hold it in place.
But I'm just thinking, they grab it with their teeth and they just roll. They just roll. They just let it go.
They have a lot of teeth, a couple of rows of teeth. So as long as that doesn't get in the way of the music.
So anyways, if you want to see it and you can debate on this stupid debate, at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter, if a shark were to play the harmonica, would it be out of its mouth?
So dumb.
Or on its gill?
It's so dumb.
It really is.
It's dumb.
But like I said, I just wanted to get that out of the way as part of our animal content that we had here on the show.
The animal content.
Foxes are next.
That's great.
DJ. I realize we've had a lot of hot animal content on the show here this morning. Everything from bears to sharks. Foxes here in a minute, and you didn't know that you were going to need to hear this sound, the sound of foxes laughing, until I play it for you.
Foxes laugh?
That's right. That in just a second here on DJX. Text real quick from Amanda says, let's face it, you all should turn your boss's office into a petting zoo. You can charge admission and get new sound effects. You could settle all the debates in office.
Oh.
Win-win from my point of view.
You're basically saying that we could get our sounds authentically instead of on the internets and the YouTubes.
I think we have some open office space here in the building because it's still shut down.
We could make it a zoo.
We could literally make it a petting zoo.
Yeah.
I don't have a license to do that sort of thing.
Do you need one?
I don't know. I mean, I think you
raised 17 chicks.
I did. I think
you gave them away, but I still think that qualifies you a little bit to be a wildlife expert.
A wildlife handler?
Maybe.
All right.
You've had box turtles, hamsters, gerbils.
Amanda?
Cats, dogs.
Consider it noted.
All right. We're going to work on that.
All right. So Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. You didn't know that you were going to need to hear the sound of foxes laughing. So foxes are wild. It's foxes, right? It's not fox for plural.
No, I think
it's not like deer, right?
Right.
Okay.
Or moose.
It's not moosin or meese. It's moose.
No,
right.
Exactly.
Right. So foxes is foxes, right? Okay.
I think
so. Anyways, so foxes are wild animals. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't go up to a fox that you see in the wild and try to tickle it.
Tickle it?
But apparently,
do most people want to do that?
There's a video of this woman calling her foxes over. And
oh, she has foxes?
Just that.
All right. They sound like babies.
They
sound like children.
They sound like what Baby Yoda would sound like if you tickled Baby Yoda.
Yes, if you tickled Baby Yoda. Oh my God.
Is that not the best thing you've ever heard in your life?
That's the greatest thing ever. I mean, kind of disturbing. Yet magical and fun.
Yeah, and so she's just kind of holding the camera with one hand and the other hand just kind of like tickling the
Foxes.
Tickling the foxes. And a again,
they loved it.
They're wild animals, so don't go trying to replicate this in the wild.
Good disclaimer.
I feel like I don't know anything from this video, like who she is.
Like, so we're not sure if these are her pet foxes, but or she's just like a fox whisperer.
That she's some sort of fox whisperer, or she has experience with these wild animals.
Well, she knew they're ticklish.
How great is that?
That's fantastic.
I mean, they're loving it.
Yeah, they kind of sound like also like a group of elves. Like if elves were to get tickled, sure. That's probably what they sounded like.
Right, exactly.
Maybe.
So at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see that video.
That's magical. It is pretty, they are so cute, too.
Yeah, it is a magical sound.
I mean, they look like they're smiling. They look like they're really smiling as they're laughing.
I mean, you would, too, if you were getting tickled.
Yeah, right? It looks fun.
Dixie.
That's so great. Yeah. So
maybe we keep that just in case, you know, as like a little barometer on whether something's funny or not. We say, hey, are the foxes laughing? Yeah, it must be funny.
There you go. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see it. Just a little while ago, we were talking about if sharks played the harmonica, how would they play them?
Yeah.
Out of their gills or out of their mouth? Because sharks are, you know, fish. They breathe out of their gills. So that would make sense that's where the quote air would go, but
the music would happen there.
The music may happen there. As we all know, it's not necessarily air, it's water that gets sucked into their gills, but whatever. So Bill chimes in on Twitter.
Yeah.
The talented sharks could play it both ways. Some notes achieved on the inhale, others on the exhale. So the most musically gifted sharks can do it both ways.
The most musically gifted?
Yeah. The trick, transferring the harmonica without hands. You know what, Bill? That is valid.
That is a trick. That is where the logistics are going to be difficult.
And the music, I would probably pay money to see a concert of musically gifted sharks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd
or
be
at
all
least
over that.
A pay-per-view special.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. So anyway, thank you, Bill, for chiming in on that.
Maybe Discovery Channel can make that happen.
Hot debate that's been raging on Twitter the past 12 hours.
Perfect for Shark Week.
Yes. When is Shark Week?
I'm not sure, but make it happen.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think we're all ready for
soon.
I think we're all ready for Shark. I think Shark Week kicked off at the beginning of the pandemic because weren't we
they did a mini Shark Week just to give you a little taster and
that's
help
what
you
I was
pass
thinking.
The time.
I was like, I thought that they had.
Wasn't the full thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just a little teaser. It was just a little Shark Week weekend.
Shark Week weekend.
Yeah, so I feel like it's this month, isn't it? Or it might be August or September. I'm not sure.
Either way. I wish Google were a thing or something where we could figure that out. I don't know.
Not going to look it up. Okay. Too lazy today.
Okay.
Not happening.
Hey, coming up, I am going to need your help, though.
What?
I am going to need your help for our British-speaking friends for this next Setting the Bar story,
My translation abilities.
Yes, we are going to need you to help with this next Setting the Bar story as it is news from across the pond.
Right, for our British-speaking friends to understand it properly.
We want to be completely inclusive
Got
on
it.
Our show. We don't want to make anybody feel excluded.
Right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, so you do have the energy to do that.
Yes.
Okay, you can't Google when Shark Week is, but you can do this.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
It doesn't require my hands.
Okay. Good. So I knew where we were. Where the edge is for
right.
you. All right, got it. That Setting the Bar next. Setting the Bar stories, we give these to you every single day. It's stories that set the bar for your day very low. So if you can manage to make it through the day without doing this, then you're doing okay. And as I alluded to, going to need Kelly's help on this one. As we travel across the pond to this Setting the Bar story, if you can manage to make it through the day without pooping at the Queen's Castle, you're doing okay.
Do not poop at the Queen's Castle.
Employees at Queen Elizabeth's Scottish Castle, where she visits quite often.
Right, her second castle.
Right.
Right, her vacation castle.
So, we don't think it's in protest of anything.
Right. Was it just intestinal distress?
So,
couldn't find the loo in time?
The problem is the coronavirus has shut a lot of public places down, including public toilets. So...
Oh, no. It is. I can't find a loo in time.
So,
Or maybe it could be protest. Like, I can't find a loo that's open, so I'm just going to do my business right here in front of the Queen's Castle.
So the estate tweeted, disappointed to see so many wipes discarded on the estate today.
Wipes? Ew. Okay.
I mean, I feel like if you've got wipes on you, that's premeditated.
You're ahead of the game.
That's premeditated.
I feel like you're expecting things to happen.
They also added, people are choosing to relieve themselves right next to busy paths or monuments. Rather than move a little bit further away to avoid contamination.
Yes. All right. That might be a strongly worded message to the Queen.
So, the employees also noted that there are no public toilets, again.
Right. Yes.
For miles around. So, if you're... There are a lot of paths and there are a lot of, like, nature things happening around that castle.
Uh-huh.
And so, they're saying, prepare before you come.
As in, take care of your business at home before you take a walk around the Queen's Castle.
Or go off the beaten path.
Right. Okay.
And not near animals.
Got it. Maybe. Also, don't have a heavy dose of fiber in the morning.
Maybe.
Wait until the afternoon.
Yeah, maybe.
After your afternoon stroll.
After your stroll.
All right.
So again, like, I don't do a lot of hiking. I do enjoy going to some of our parks that we have around here.
Especially not in your castles.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, defecating at the Queen's Castle, then you're doing okay.
To be fair, was there a sign posted? As in, please don't make a duty here. Maybe if they posted a sign, they would know that's frowned upon.
Again. Signs.
This is a duty-free zone.
This is a duty-free zone.
By the Queen's Castle.
There you go. That's setting the bar.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, more animal content for you.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's stay in the animal kingdom. It's magical.
And Craigslist misconnections.
Oh, yeah. Love is also magical.
So a couple different things to get to here.
You know what? There's been... So we have to look. Well, there's a specific person. We know her name that we're searching for in the Facebooks.
Oh, yeah. With Craigslist misconnections,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's hard to hunt her down, though, with what we know about Shannon.
Yeah, I was going to say, if your name is Shannon,
yeah,
within the sound of our voice, you may have a love connection.
She's got some identifying markers.
Okay. We'll get into specifics.
We'll share that.
On the way. On the heels of the shark debate. Which, by the way, Shark Week kicks off July 28th. Thank you, Liz, for texting that in.
Thank you, Liz, for doing the hard work.
Yes.
Because my fingers just couldn't bear to type it.
And on the heels of the big debate about the sharks, whether harmonica playing would be from their mouth or their gills, come this question from Christina, who says, does a giraffe wear a tie at the top or bottom of his neck?
Oh, gosh. I mean, immediately I was going to say, like, under the chin... But then...
Yeah, because like you feel like the tie is up...
Right underneath
your
chin.
Right underneath the chin.
But you're a short-necked person.
Yeah, you're right. If I were...
All humans are short-necked people compared to giraffes.
A giraffe...
Yeah.
I feel like would be down by its shoulders.
Would be resting on its chest.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I feel
what
like...
What is the right answer?
Oof. I wish we had, like, you know, one of those guys from... Queer Eye from the Straight Guy. Carson Kreisley. Who always comes in for Derby.
They would probably
be
the authority.
I'm sure he could weigh in on the proper etiquette.
Here's what I'm thinking now is the argument for sitting on the chest. Because if you tie it up top, like up right underneath the chin,
uh-huh,
to keep it from sliding down, it would have to be real tight, which could be a little choky.
Restrictive.
Yeah.
Air restricted.
So I think to be loose and comfortable, it's around... the base.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right, Kelly.
Do you think that logic is...
Yeah, I mean, I think you and I
think about it?
Are agreeing on that.
Are we on the same page?
Where, okay, let's just say that's the rule.
I feel like that's the rule.
I don't think that's a debate. I think that's the rule. We're just going to say it right here. If you see a giraffe wearing a tie, make sure...
It's laying on the chest.
It's on the chest and not up by
base
its
neck.
Because...
Right.
Safety.
Yes.
Safety.
Plus, you know, it'd be annoying because I think that thing would be like sliding down slowly throughout the day and no one needs to deal with that.
Listen, Courtney, we're not getting into the debate as to how pigs wear pants on their back two legs or on their rump or on all four legs. We're not doing that. We've already had that show.
We did. We did have that show.
Not about pigs, but about dogs. We had that show.
Did we decide how?
Yes, we did.
We did?
Yes. It's obviously around the waist and, okay. and it's rump and so hind
the,
legs.
The front legs are, like, are free.
Are like its arms.
Arms. Gotcha.
Even though they're legs, it's right. like arms.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Okay, can we put this to bed?
Wow. We're tackling the tough issues today.
I will say that not a lot of people like to bring up these issues because right. it's uncomfortable.
It is. It's divisive even.
It's very divisive.
We don't need that right now.
And so Kelly and I will sometimes tackle these issues.
And we're united on these fronts, I think. We were conflicted about the shark just because, I mean, the way biology works for them.
Yeah.
But I think we both kind of settled it. The mouth
right.
seems to make more sense.
Right.
Because teeth can hang on to it. It was the arms yes. that we thought maybe weren't confident enough to be able to hold it up to the gill. So we're settling on the mouth.
Man, okay.
And the giraffe needs to wear the tie at the base bears, of the neck.
Sharks, giraffe, yeah. pigs, owls. What a show.
We haven't even got to the owls yet.
I know. Owls are coming up.
Holy cow.
Next hour.
So much.
No. A lot of animal content here. Hey, by the way, if your name is Shannon within the sound of our voice.
We're looking for you.
We might be looking for you. All right. Craigslist missed connections coming up.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connection. Should I go first?
Yep.
All right. Man for woman. This is titled "You Was the Ultrasound Tech." TEK.
Apparently this person doesn't have time to write out complete words. Pretty busy.
It was a Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
My girlfriend had a UTI.
Oh, gosh. Wait a second. Girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh.
And you was like Hermione from Harry Potter with that ultrasound wand and cast a spell on me.
Oh, God. Those aren't good. No.
I was there with my girlfriend but would leave her for you.
What?
Because you know how to work it. Wow. If you want to go get McDonald's sometime, hit me up.
All right, so let's recap. He's got a girlfriend, but yes. he'll ditch her for you yes. and take you to McDonald's.
Yes.
Awesome. I mean...
Romance.
I would be typing up the response right now.
This is Craigslist Missed Connection.
Okay.
This one was sent to us.
Yeah, this one was sent and... Well, all right, here we go. We made out. We made out after a weird microphone moment.
All right.
Man for woman. All I remember is at one point you took the karaoke microphone and put it down your pants and you gave your crotch solo while you were singing Sheryl Crow's Winding Road. Every day is a winding road. Okay.
Okay.
The crowd was drunk. It was hilarious.
Sure.
You said your name was Shannon and that your parents own a competing bar in town, so you tear it up at this bar to get back at them for cutting you off your last semester at college. Every day.
I oh, see.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So that's revenge crotch karaoke.
Yes.
Okay.
Crotch karaoke.
We briefly made out in the ladies' room and again at the parking lot before I had to go home.
Oh.
I'm hating myself for losing your number.
Oh.
Listen, I've looked for you on the Facebooks, but it's hard to search for Shannon, the karaoke girl with the butterfly tattoo on her left underboob. Every day is a
winding road. Wow.
It is specific.
Very specific.
But I'm not sure she's going to list that in her profile. If you remember me, please write me back. I think I have your hair tie.
Okay.
Yeah, she probably wants that back.
Yeah, missing a hair tie. She's got a little butterfly tattooed on her left underboob.
Listen, she's got talent in many areas.
Many areas. Hashtag crotch karaoke.
We kind of want to party with her.
There you go.
She sounds fun. Doesn't she sound fun?
We hope these people find one another.
Okay.
It has been Craigslist Missed Connections. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer, where this week you're winning tickets for Holiday World, Splash and Safari, where you can take advantage of 4th of July happening there at Holiday World. So that's pretty cool.
That'd
there.
Be a fun way to celebrate.
Yeah, I know. I did see something, what was it, like yesterday, that they are doing kind of a virtual performance for the 4th of July. John Legend, I believe, is going to be performing for the 4th of July virtual concerts that are happening kind of across the country. So, yeah. I think it's going to be mostly your neighbors firing off fireworks this year, right?
Probably. I mean, we've invested in some for the cul-de-sac.
Right. So you're not going to necessarily be going to any sort of neighborhood fireworks, but I would imagine just about every single neighborhood is going to have their own display from just...
We'll have some good ones.
Just be careful.
Right.
Be careful.
I like to watch from afar.
Keep all your fingers intact.
Yes.
Oh, it's almost time for Back It Up, Terry.
Oh, we do. Well, he is the unofficial spokesperson, is he not, for safety?
It's we can't drop it on you just yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Maybe Friday?
Maybe Friday we give you some Back It Up, Terry.
Maybe. Just again, to encourage the safety.
I forgot.
The unofficial spokesperson for 4th of July.
Safety for 4th of July is Terry.
Terry.
I forgot about Back It Up, Terry. Okay, all right.
You can't forget about Back It Up, Terry.
No. All right. So, anyways, where did I even start?
I'm not sure.
All Access Summer. You can win tickets for Holly Rose Blast Safari.
They're doing things.
That's what it was.
Yes. Very exciting.
All right. Coming up, animal content.
More animal content.
That you come to the show for.
Yeah.
More animal content that you come to the show for. This from the Owl Kingdom.
The Owl Kingdom.
Owl species.
Okay.
Ran across Twitter account Review Wales. His name's Mark. He's from the UK.
Oh, he's British.
Yeah.
Did some learning about owls.
Yeah, so he tweeted a photo and said, I've just discovered that baby owls sleep face down like this because their heads are too heavy.
That is disturbing.
Also, I don't think I've seen owl legs before. So this photo,
they're big.
If we can describe it, it's an owl face down with like its legs sprawled out.
It looks like he's drunk and passed out.
Right? So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, hang on a second. Owls don't sleep face down. This is just an internet thing.
It's haters gonna say it's photoshopped.
Yeah, exactly. This is just an internet thing. So
right.
I, like a responsible journalist.
Oh, did you do some fact
did
checking?
A little bit of fact checking
fact
on this.
Fact checking.
I Googled how do baby owls sleep from Audubon.org.
Oh,
so I feel like that's kind of official.
Must be the authority.
Keeping their talons tightly gripped on a branch, the owlets lie down on their stomachs, turned their heads to the side, and fell asleep.
True story.
Listen.
True story.
The next sentence. Their naps are short, and when they are asleep, they do not like to be awakened, even to be fed.
Well, yeah, if you're getting a short nap, I mean, you don't want to be robbed of, like, if you're napping for 5 minutes, power nap, you don't want to be, you know, robbed of 2 minutes of that 5 minutes, right?
I feel like that description of a baby owlet sleeping could very well have been me.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, we're more alike than you thought.
Ben lies down on his stomach, turns his head to the side, and fell asleep. Naps are short, and when awakened, and don't like to be awakened.
In the carpool line.
Right. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to see this, it is wild.
It's crazy.
It is absolutely wild. So then I dove down the wormhole of owl legs.
Yes. There's a lot, because they're big. They're unexpectedly big, and they, like, are meaty.
And
they have muscles.
You don't see a lot of the leg because of the plumage, the feathers from the owl. But if you
kind of
crouches
down.
Yeah, if you lift up their feathers, you see they have
their
like
skirt, if you will.
Long legs.
Yes. They're beefy.
And we're learning so much from the owls.
So much that we did not know about the owl kingdom. There's so many great, crazy.
I know.
Crazy pictures.
It's like almost when you shave a dog that has like a lot of poofy hair.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're like, oh.
Just get a little body.
Yeah, just a little teeny thing. Yeah, this is the same thing with like owls.
Yeah, but the opposite. They're beefy. They're way beefier than you think they're going to be.
Oh,
you think they're
going to
be skinny little bird legs. They are not.
Yeah. So
they're beefy.
This is up at Ben and Kelly's show on Twitter for you to take a look at.
Have we also investigated?
I don't know. Let me check. Let me check.
How baby owlets come to be?
Yeah. Hang on. Owl mating. Owl mating.
I mean, do you think it would be a little? Because they say, whoo.
Yeah. 1.1 million views on this.
That's a lot of people checking in on that.
Hang on a second. I mean, I'm just going to. Okay. So this is. A barred owl? I don't even know what that's.
I don't know. I don't even know what that's called. She's vocalizing to the male, so she's like.
She's like.
Hey, how you doing?
it's like leaving the bar at the end of the night.
Like, hey, boy.
Like coming up, going.
You can come around my way.
Hey.
Come visit my branch.
Okay, so this is boring. She just seems
so
to be
far,
sitting
she's
there.
She's not saying much.
No.
She's just kind of turning her head. She is beautiful.
She is looking for it. Yeah, Roxanne.
She does
makes me
have
wonder,
that look in her eyes.
Roxanne texts in, yeah, makes me wonder what owls mating sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're trying to figure that
we're
out.
We're trying to figure that
all
out.
Right, we're
that
gonna
was
have
a
to
letdown.
Go, we're going to have to go to the dark web for this. Sorry, guys. So this is supposedly a great horned owl mating compilation. And if you are just...
He looks like he's grooming first. He's getting ready for the date.
Well, I mean, you've got to make sure you're splashing cologne on
absolutely.
In the right spot.
Absolutely.
You know, so...
Yeah. Oh, now there's... Okay.
So, yeah.
All
so,
right.
All right. So, there it is.
Wow.
Well, that was quick.
Oh, that was real quick.
Man, that was like a drive-by.
That was a drive-by.
Or a flyby.
That, she kind of still looks like she's waiting. Is like, is that it?
That was it.
Was that it?
So yeah, if we could just... Oh, now she's scratching herself.
Yeah.
So yeah, so like all he right. just kind of lands on her back and does his thing and then flies off.
And then
off.
Left. Call and, me.
Yeah, call.
Are you going to call me?
All right, so there you go.
Are we going to hang out on the cuddle?
You've got to see this owl sleeping face down picture at Ben and Kelly's show.
There's another one.
Yeah, I mean, they're majestic.
Wow, that is literally about 5 seconds.
Hey,
and then they
Kelly?
Fly into the night.
Sometimes you can be efficient.
Okay.
Ah, that music must mean it's time for a feel-good segment here.
This is crazy. An epic journey, if you will. Juan Manuel Ballesteiro. He was on the island of Porto Santo in Portugal.
Okay.
When his home country of Argentina canceled all international passenger flights, you know, when everything started to shut down.
Right.
So refusing to let this stop him from getting home to see his dad... Juan took his sailboat and embarked on an 85-day solo voyage across the Atlantic.
Wow.
85 days. He faced many challenges along the way. He missed his dad's 90th birthday. But he was able to arrive in Argentina by Father's Day and has been reunited with his family.
Holy cow, that's dangerous.
It is.
Because, I mean, there
a
was
solo,
just
yeah.
recently a story of someone who was attempting to do that themselves and did not make it.
Yes. He said, I wanted to do everything possible to return home. The most important thing for me was to be with my family. He's already looking forward to getting back on the water again.
Oh.
Even though he just spent 85 days by himself sailing home. He's like, yep, can't wait for the next sail.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll tweet out the story. You can read the entire thing. It's pretty epic.
Well, good for him.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
That is pretty cool. I was telling you about what I dove into on Netflix. Took me about a day total to get through Dirty John, which... fantastic, which I still recommend you dive into.
Okay.
You got to dive into that. And
all
I know,
right.
And I know Ozark, I just saw that Ozark announced that they are going to be ending the series.
Yes.
After the next season?
With season 4. So we have season 3 is
right,
out.
Right.
Binged it in literally like 2 days.
I've been through season 1. I have not gone through season 2 or 3 yet.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Yeah, I
well,
just haven't
pace
done
yourself
it.
Because again, they didn't announce a premiere date. We have no idea. However, they did say it's going to be supersized, 14 episodes instead of 10.
Oh.
Divided into 2 parts, so I don't know how that's going to work.
Like probably it'll be like episodes 1 through 7 and
yes.
then we'll wait another like 10 months. And it'll be episodes 7 through 14.
I hope
or 8 through 14 or something like that.
We don't have to wait that long.
I see that as being a possibility of how they're going to do that.
But Jason Bateman did say, he said, and I quote, a supersized season means supersized problems for the birds. I'm excited to end with a bang, in parentheses, S, bangs.
Interesting. All right. So
which
if
I feel like that means a couple people are going to die.
Yeah.
Or I feel like that's what that means.
Explosions.
Things.
Yeah.
Now, I've got the blog up at WDJX.com, and there is a video of like questions we need answered after season 3.
Of Ozark.
Yes.
All right.
So just kind of like maybe speculating what they're going to cover in season 4. I'm here for all of it. However, I need them to be faster.
I am kind of glad, though, that they're not going to try to drag this out 9 seasons.
I don't know. I really love this show. I really love this show.
You know, maybe some of the writers were going to be jumping ship, and so they're like, you know what?
Got to finish it.
We're going to call it. We don't want this show to tank. So, all right, WDDX.com.
But you know what? For Jason Bateman, it's probably stressful for this. I mean, what a stressful life kind of lead, right?
Yeah. Ozark Season 4, WDDX.com. On the podcast, WDDX.com. I knew that we were going to dive into the animal kingdom. I opened the show talking about we've got a lot of things to get to from the animal kingdom.
Animals were in the news. They were trending.
Everything from bears to sharks to foxes, owls. We dove into giraffes, dogs, pigs. There was a lot.
It was a lot.
There was a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, honestly, I feel like none of it was a throwaway.
No, it was all quality. Quality stuff, like stuff that you'll be talking about with your coworkers, with your friends, like, hey,
and you know
did
what?
Did you hear what Ben and Kelly were talking about?
Honestly, like, you know, we've gone down the path of animal mating quite a bit whenever we bring up animals, but
we have a healthy library.
I will say, of all of those animals, only one did we look into.
The owl.
Only one. So
mostly because our story centered around owlets.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to know
how they got there.
How do owlets come to be?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, learning needed to happen.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you got to see the picture of the baby owl sleeping because they sleep. They don't sleep like perched like you'd think.
They look drunk, passed out on the floor face down.
Yeah. Exactly what Kelly said.
With meaty legs. Like, who knew they had meaty legs?
Meaty legs, yeah. All that. So, all right, so you can catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com.
It's like, that owl's done squats.
Wow. Look at the legs on that. Oh, wow. WDJX.com. Guys, have a good one. Talking about.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.